Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today we'll be discussing Doe v. Roe, which was decided in the New York Supreme Court in 1977. The question before the court was, does publication of information obtained during psychiatric care without informed consent violate confidentiality? Facts. The plaintiff, Jane Doe, and her late husband were patients of Dr. Joan Roe for many years. 8 years after treatment ended, Dr. Roe and her psychologist husband, Peter Poe, published a book which reported, quote, verbatim and extensively the patient's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, their sexual and other fantasies and biographies, their most intimate personal relationships, and the disintegration of their marriage. In the footnotes, Dr. Roe listed the suspected diagnoses of the patients and one of their children. Dr. Roe alleged that she had obtained verbal consent from Ms. Doe and that the defendant's identity was fully concealed. She also alleged that the physician does not have an obligation for complete confidentiality, as there was scientific value to the publication of the case. Holding. The court held that by entering into a medical treatment relationship, the doctor implied confidentiality. As such, the publication of the book violated such confidentiality. Reasoning. The court discussed various cases, such as In re Lifshitz, which noted that many psychiatrists believe that, quote, absolute privilege of confidentiality is essential to the effective practice of psychotherapy. The court found that there was no written consent from Ms. Doe and that Dr. Roe herself had stated that Ms. Doe's consent varied. In addition, the court found that while at times there is scientific value to publication, the writer must also consider the ethics of publication. They cited the Group for the Advancement of Psychiatry, which stated that, quote, such ethical requirements take priority over research objectives. In sum, Doe v. Roe, which was decided in the New York Supreme Court in 1977, held that a doctor-patient treatment relationship implied confidentiality and that Dr. Roe's book violated that confidentiality.